You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, did you know that with Halloween this year, we'll have a full moon on Halloween? And because that will make it the second full moon of the month of October, it is technically a blue moon.
Okay.
And it will be the first Halloween blue moon across all the time zones in 76 years.
Whoa, I thought
so. Exciting!
I'm going to dress up as an orange slice.
Oh, I get it.
Hey. Ah, it's like the beer.
That's so good.
I know, right? Hey, my only thing is it's on a Saturday this year and we can't do anything fun.
What a waste.
It's a total waste of a Halloween this year. Sucks.
You know me, I've always pushed for Halloween A to be moved up a month and to be on the final Friday or Saturday of September.
Yep.
But nobody listens to that. I do want to ask you a question, though.
Okay.
Let's kill the silly music for just a second. Why isn't Halloween allowed to be scary anymore?
Moms.
Okay, well, that wraps up that discussion.
About settles
your mind binner coming up in 25 minutes.
You're right. Like, I've noticed this trend where everything is cutesy.
Yeah.
It's cutesy Halloween, and we had a listener call in just the other day, and she was talking about how her little kiddos were carving pumpkins, and Dom's like, oh, did you put big scary skulls on them and spiders and blood and blah. She's like, no, they were happy pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
They were smiling jack-o'-lanterns.
I lectured her.
And Dom flipped out.
Come on.
Is right. And
what,
like,
is with this trend that, you know, Halloween, you've got to suck all of the scariness out of it because that's too offensive for people or something? I don't know, man.
Like, I mean, even if you drive around and people, you know, decorate their front yards and stuff, I'm seeing a lot of happy scarecrows this year.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of ghosts and goblins and skeletons, I'm seeing those stupid blow-ups, you know, that you plug in and it blows up a big smiling pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Paw Patrol, you know, dressed in costumes, and it's like, yay, this is fun. No,
I'm happy
to say
that our house, there is a body hanging from the tree.
See, you're doing it right. It's the time of year where you're supposed to scare the crap out of your kids and put blood and gore and things like that out there.
Yeah, but you were never allowed to do that.
And I wasn't allowed to do it either. Yeah, because my mom, it was very strict around Halloween. There was no monster costumes. There was nothing with blood. There was nothing with gore or death. You know, I was like, I was always the clown, you know?
But I so see that with your mom. I mean,
oh, all day long.
She was really protective of you, and she wouldn't let anything happen that would frighten you. Or
right, and that's probably why to this day I cannot watch murder documentaries or horror movies, things like that,
because
I get too creeped out.
What
Thanks,
do you think
Mom.
Would happen to you if you did sit down and watch something like that? You're like, Mom be damned, for one evening I'm going to watch something scary.
I would make my way through it. I'm a grown adult and I recognize that, like, horror movies are fake, but I can pretty much guarantee that I would have some sort of dream or nightmare, or it would be on my mind before bed, you know? I would all of a sudden turn into one of those guys that runs up the basement stairs. You know, thinking something's behind me.
You don't do that now?
No, I don't. I walk normally up the stairs.
And you think that's directly attributable to the fact that you did not watch scary movies
as
a kid?
Yeah. And, you know, I can't.
So you're missing out on one of the joys of life, though, not being afraid of the dark stairs in the basement.
And, you know, it's not just my mom. I see it, you know, it's knick-knack. My wife, she doesn't want the kiddos dressing up like that. And
what are your kids going to dress
things.
Up as this year?
Well, of course, Lila's one of the girls from Frozen. Elsa, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And then Reed, he got one of those inflatable costumes that blow up, just like this stupid pumpkin in your front yard. And it looks like an alien carrying a person, so it blows up, the alien's behind you, and you're the person, and then the alien's arms are wrapped around you, and you
walk
around.
Well, that's scary.
It's not scary at all. It's a cartoony-looking
Oh.
It's not scary at all.
For a minute there, I
and it's an inflatable one, you know? I have to send you a picture of it.
Reed's going to get to be normal.
It's funny as hell. I will tell you that. It's a funny costume. But no, not scary at all,
You're going to have
man.
To send me a photo because I don't understand what you're describing.
Okay, I'll look it up on Amazon and send it to you. But yeah, so
So am I like way out of touch now because I am the traditionalist with Halloween and I want it to be scary? Is it just so...
No, because I wish it was a little more scary. I would kind of like that personally. Just, I don't know, for my own good, I guess. I would like it a little scary.
They still say, you know, the number one costume for girls is princess to this day. And I guess I try to wrap my brain around, what does a princess have to do with Halloween? You know, if you dress your kids up as...
I don't know, it's just a chance to dress up, I guess.
And I guess.
It's a character that the kids like, so... I don't know. I mean, what was your childhood like? Were you allowed to do scary things?
Oh, my God, yes. One of my favorite memories was as a kid, I went as like a car accident victim.
That's good.
And I had bandages and blood all over me. And we did these, with makeup, did these horrible scars down my face and my neck. I mean, I looked terrible.
Oh, I'm jealous.
And at the time, we were living in northern Italy. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we were going to the school for the big school party. And the guy that lived next door to us there in Italy, the Italian guy, had no idea about all of this tradition. And he walked outside and saw me and flipped out. Because he thought it was real. And he was trying to grab me, put me in the car to take me to the hospital.
He's a little boy. He's a hurt.
Right.
He's a little boy.
And my mom is trying to explain, no, it's
sir,
just
sir.
No.
It's a little boy. He's got a boo-boo.
So, yeah, I did that. We would create in our garage. We would go out trick-or-treating kind of early. But when we got back, we turned our garage into a haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
So that the neighbor kids, when they came, had to go through a little haunted house thing in our garage. And at the end is when they got the candy. And then we would jump out and scare the pee out of them and stuff like
cool.
that.
Cool.
That's what we did.
I didn't do any of that.
You were Prince Valiant or somebody.
I was a doctor. I can remember when Nicole and I first started dating and she wanted to go to a haunted house. And we went with a group of people and I had never done that before. Like one of those intense ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was miserable through that entire thing. I was the person
fantastic.
Huddled in the corner. She was having to pull me along through it. How embarrassing is that?
Is Nicole into scary stuff?
No, she's not. Which is weird. Wonder why we did that. It must have just been like something to do while you were dating. Because she's not into the scary movies either. She won't let the kids be around any of that. I don't know. So I guess we're now raising little, you know...
Mamby-pamby kids.
Mamby-pamby Halloween kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the word happy is in it. It's happy Halloween, right?
That's the problem?
That's part of the problem. I think they're capitalizing off happy Halloween.
Look, I recognize that I am quickly falling into the minority on this because more and more, you know, schools won't allow it. Other places won't allow it. You know, it's considered violent and terrible. Well, and so I realize that I am part of a
shrinking
around.
You come from a different time, though, Don. Well, weren't you around for the Salem witch trial?